Garland ISD is asking for $56 million to do several upgrades. A vast majority of that would be for teacher and staff retention. It would also fund student programs, including career and technical education, athletics, and fine arts. The money would also go toward retention of armed security officers and would fund specialized education programs. Prop A goes before Garland ISD voters during the November 4th midterm elections. The first town hall will be at North Garland High School. The second this week will be at Garland High School, with more to come later this month. In Dallas County, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.